Welcome to another episode of My Weird Prompts, an AI-generated podcast featuring the random prompts of Daniel Rosehill as answered by a revolving cast of friendly AI characters. Join us for deep dives into AI, technology, and whatever other random thing Daniel finds fascinating today. Subscribe on Spotify or your favorite podcatcher. Now, today's episode.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Hey there, Herman and Corn. So we've been chatting today in this series of prompts I sent you guys about authentication. We talked about passkeys as sort of displacing the kind of hated second factor authentication or 2FA. We've all been using for years and have been told we must use 2FA. And I'm certainly an advocate for second factor, but there is definitely a feeling that a lot of people have, I'm sure, that we spend more time fishing out these codes from password managers and from SMS than we do actually getting worked in on the computer. So they've probably prevented, I'm sure, a lot of hacking, but they've also become kind of a nuisance that justifiably annoy people. So passkeys are great, but there's another major emerging area of authentication that is very new, but I thought we should talk about, and that is the question of agent authentication. AI agents are this will be the year of agentic AI, I'm sure, getting AI instead of, you know, the conversational model, the workflow model, to actually do things. And we've mentioned a few times that I think there's a Rubicon in to be crossed in AI spending our money. And we're already seeing the first implementations of this with cryptocurrencies especially. But it will eventually percolate down into the mainstream. MCP as a protocol has come under attack for authentication concerns. And I think some of those were grounded in the fact that there was, when MCP, Model Context Protocol, was making itself pronounced over the last year, there was often five or six copies of a server, a GitHub MCP. They were remote, and you trust this, put in your API key. And those were potentially, I think, gaping threats for credential loss, robbing, basically. But that seems to be gradually sorting itself out with MCP standardizing and the kind of long tail being cleaned up a little bit. But there's still this big issue of agent authentication and agent to agent, which is, I think we may not have done an episode yet about the A2A protocol. If we'll have to, do one if that's the case. And that layer actually is a really interesting one, because we can say, we have these kind of traditional methods for authentication that we're kind of stuffing into agents, like things like you might have an MCP that uses environment variables or connects to a password manager. But in that case, we're still, the human is in control of the process. What happens when we do get to, you know, mature tooling in the A2A sphere, that this agent, then you want to delegate the power to it to authenticate against another tool, and it might even be another AI tool that it actually finds autonomously. So not only would the AI agent potentially be authenticating against something else instead of you, it might even be delegated with the authority to determine, does this fit your security posture? So there's a whole lot of things that could be very interesting, I think, in AI authentication. What are some of the first implementations we're seeing beyond the kind of environment variable things I mentioned, because that's really, I think, something that mostly developers are familiar with. But as these tools come into the mainstream, what are some of these standard ways we're going to be seeing that people authenticate their agents? And what about that question of delegated authentication? What are we seeing in terms of early tooling for that, especially in the agent to agent context? Herman and Corn, let's talk about authentication in agentic AI in today's episode of My Weird Prompts.
Hey everyone, welcome back to My Weird Prompts. I am Corn, and I am sitting here in our house in Jerusalem with my brother. We have been looking at a really fascinating set of questions today.
Herman Poppleberry here, and yes, the energy in the room is high. Our housemate Daniel sent over an audio prompt that really gets into the weeds of where AI is going in 2026. It is funny because we were just talking about passkeys last week, but this takes that whole concept of identity and just flips it on its head.
It really does. Daniel was asking about how we authenticate agents. We have spent the last few years getting used to the idea that humans need better security, like passkeys and biometrics, because passwords are a disaster. But now we are entering this era of agentic AI, where the thing trying to log in or spend money isn't a person with a thumbprint. It is a piece of code acting on our behalf.
Right, and that creates a massive gap. If an agent is autonomous, it can't exactly wait for me to get a text message with a 6-digit code at 3 in the morning while it is busy optimizing my travel itinerary or managing a high-frequency trading account. The whole point of an agent is that it works while you sleep. But if it works while you sleep, how does the service on the other end know it is actually your agent and not some malicious script that found an API key in a public repository?
That is the core of it. Today we are diving into the world of agent authentication. We will look at why environment variables are the equivalent of leaving your house keys under the mat, how the Model Context Protocol, or MCP, is changing the way we think about tool access, and what the early tooling looks like for this agent-to-agent economy.
I love this topic because it is where the rubber meets the road for AI utility. If we can't solve the trust problem, agents stay as glorified chatbots. If we do solve it, they become a legitimate part of the economy.
So let us start with the basics of what Daniel mentioned. He brought up environment variables. For those who might not spend their days in code editors, Herman, can you explain why the current way we handle this is so risky?
Absolutely. For years, the standard way to give a program access to a service, like your GitHub or your Stripe account, was to take a long string of random characters called an API key and save it in an environment variable on the server where the program runs. It is basically a static secret. The problem is that agents are uniquely vulnerable to what we call prompt injection. If I can trick an agent into thinking its new job is to print out all its configuration settings, it might just hand over that API key to an attacker.
And once that key is gone, it is gone. It doesn't matter if you have two-factor authentication on your main account. That key is a direct backdoor.
Exactly. And as Denga pointed out, we are seeing this play out with the Model Context Protocol. MCP was introduced by Anthropic toward the end of 2024 as a way to standardize how AI models talk to data sources and tools. It is a brilliant architecture. Instead of every developer writing custom code to let an AI read a database, you just use an MCP server. But because it is so easy to spin these up, people are often just hard-coding their credentials into the configuration files.
It is the classic trade-off between convenience and security. We saw this in the early days of the internet, and we are seeing it again. But Daniel's question was about what comes next. What are the first implementations we are seeing that move beyond these static environment variables?
One of the biggest shifts is toward what people are calling managed identity, or agentic identity, and access management. Instead of the agent holding the key, the agent is given a temporary, short-lived token. Think of it like a valet key for a car. A valet key lets someone park your car, but it doesn't let them open the trunk or drive more than a few miles. In the world of agents, we are seeing tools like Skyflow or Pangea act as a sort of secure vault. The agent says, "I need to fetch a file from Dropbox," and the vault checks if that specific agent, at this specific time, for this specific task, is allowed to do that. If it is, the vault handles the authentication behind the scenes.
That is a great analogy. It shifts the burden of security from the agent itself to a specialized piece of infrastructure. But I am curious about the Model Context Protocol specifically. If MCP is becoming the standard for how agents interact with tools, has the protocol itself evolved to handle this better?
It is getting there. The initial push for MCP was all about connectivity, making it easy to plug things in. But over the last year, we have seen a lot of work on how to handle secrets within the MCP ecosystem. The goal is to move toward a delegated authentication model. Instead of you giving the MCP server your master API key, you use a protocol like OAuth. Most people know OOAuth as the thing that pops up and asks, "Do you want to let this app access your Google Calendar?" For agents, we need a version of that that doesn't require a human to click a button every 5 minutes.
So, how does that work in practice? If I am not there to click the button, how does the agent prove it has my permission?
That is where we get into the idea of delegated grants and refresh tokens. You might authorize an agent once, giving it a broad set of permissions for a limited time. The agent then holds a refresh token that it can use to get new, short-lived access tokens. But even that has risks. If the agent is compromised, the attacker still has that refresh token. This is why some of the newer tooling is looking at execution environments. They want to make sure the agent is running in a secure, verified container. If the environment changes or looks suspicious, the tokens are instantly revoked.
It sounds like we are moving toward a world where the identity of the agent is tied to its behavior and its environment, not just a secret string of text. I want to move to the second part of Daniel's prompt, which I think is even more fascinating, the agent-to-agent context. We have talked a lot about agents talking to services, but what happens when my agent needs to talk to your agent?
This is the real frontier. Imagine my agent wants to buy a digital asset from your agent. My agent needs to prove it has the funds and my permission to spend them. Your agent needs to prove it actually owns the asset and has the authority to sell it. We can't just have them exchanging API keys. That wouldn't even make sense.
Right, because there is no central authority in that scenario. It is a peer-to-peer interaction. So how do they establish trust?
We are seeing the early stages of what some are calling agent-to-agent protocols. The idea is to use something similar to how web servers talk to each other using certificates. Every agent could have its own digital identity, backed by a public key infrastructure. When my agent talks to yours, it signs its messages with its private key. Your agent can then verify that signature against a public registry to confirm that this agent really belongs to Herman Poppleberry.
But wait, that only proves the agent belongs to you. It doesn't prove that you actually told it to buy that specific thing at that specific price. How do we prevent an agent from going rogue or being tricked by a prompt injection into making a bad deal?
That is the million-dollar question. One approach being discussed in research circles is the idea of assigned intent. Before the agent starts a high-stakes negotiation, the human user signs a specific manifest of what the agent is allowed to do. For example, I might sign a digital document saying, my agent is allowed to spend up to $500 on a specific type of software license between January 26th and January 28th. The agent presents this signed intent to your agent as part of the authentication process.
It is like a letter of credit in international trade. It provides a bounded scope of authority.
Exactly. And there is a lot of interest in how to make these intents machine readable and verifiable. If the agent tries to do something outside that signed scope, the other agent's security protocol should simply reject the connection. It creates a layer of hard constraints that sit above the AI's natural language processing.
I can see how that would work for financial transactions, but what about more mundane things? Like my agent asking your agent for a meeting time. Do we really need a signed intent for a calendar invite?
Maybe not a full signed intent, but you still need to know it is actually your agent. We have already seen issues with AI spam and deepfake agents. If I get a request from an agent claiming to represent you, I want some cryptographic proof that it isn't just a bot farm trying to scrape my schedule. This is where we see the overlap with some of the hardware trust topics we discussed in previous episodes. If an agent can prove it is running on a secure enclave, like a specialized chip from NVIDIA or Apple that guarantees the code hasn't been tampered with, that adds a massive layer of trust.
That is a great point. The hardware becomes the root of trust for the software agent. Let us talk about the specific tooling Daniel asked about. He mentioned early tooling for delegated authentication. We have touched on a few, but who are the big players in this space right now in early 2026?
It is a rapidly crowding field. You have companies like Composio, which is really focused on the integration layer. They provide a way for agents to connect to hundreds of different tools while managing the authentication and permissions in a centralized way. They act as a sort of middleware that handles the messy business of OAuth and API keys so the developer doesn't have to.
And what about the security side? I've heard people talking about things like Arcade and On.
Yes, Arcade is very interesting. They are building what they call an agentic gateway. The idea is that all of an agent's requests go through this gateway, which inspects them for security risks and handles the actual authentication to the end services. It means the agent itself never actually sees the sensitive credentials. It just says, I want to send an email, and the gateway does the work.
And Anon?
Anon is taking a slightly different approach. They are focused on giving agents the ability to act as a user on websites that don't even have an API. They handle the complex task of navigating a web interface and managing session cookies in a secure way. It is a huge challenge because most websites are designed to block bots, but Anon is trying to create a secure, authenticated path for legitimate agents to operate.
It feels like we are building a whole new stack of the internet, specifically for AI. We had the human web, and now we are building the agent web.
That is exactly what is happening. And it is not just about the tools, it is about the standards. We are starting to see groups like the Internet Engineering Task Force, the IETF, look at how to adapt existing standards like OpenID Connect for the agentic age. There is a proposal for something called OpenID for verifiable credentials that could play a huge role here. It would allow an agent to present a digital credential that is cryptographically signed by a trusted third party, like a bank or government agency, to prove its identity or its attributes without revealing more information than necessary.
That sounds like a much more robust version of the agent cards idea that was floating around a while ago. The idea that every agent has a little metadata file that explains who it is and what it can do.
Yes, but with the added layer of cryptographic proof. An agent card is great, but anyone can write a text file. A verifiable credential is much harder to fake.
So, Herman, let us look at the practical side for a second. If someone is building an agentic system right now, what is the best practice? Because, as Daniel said, environment variables are still the default for most people.
If you are building today, the first thing is to stop using long-lived static keys wherever possible. If the service you are connecting to supports OAuth, use it. If you are using a platform like Amazon Web Services or Google Cloud, use their native identity management tools like IAM rules. These allow you to give temporary permissions to a specific piece of code without ever needing to handle a secret key directly.
And what about for the developers using the Model Context Protocol?
For MCP, look into using secret management tools that can inject credentials into the server at runtime. Don't put them in your config files. And more importantly, start thinking about the principle of least privilege. Don't give your agent full access to your GitHub. Give it access to only the specific repositories it needs. Many services are starting to offer more granular permissions, and you should take advantage of them.
I think one of the biggest aha moments for me in this discussion is the shift from identity being a thing you have, like a password, to identity being a thing you were granted, like a delegation. In the human world, we think of ourselves as having a fixed identity, but in the agent world, an agent's identity is entirely defined by the scope of what it is allowed to do for a specific user.
That is a profound shift, Korn. It actually makes the agent world potentially more secure than the human world in some ways. Humans are the weak link in security. We get phished, we reuse passwords, we lose our phones. An agent, if it is configured correctly with these emerging protocols, can be much more disciplined. It only does what it is cryptographically permitted to do, and it can't be socially engineered in the same way a human can.
Well, unless it is a prompt injection.
Fair point. Prompt injection is the social engineering of the AI world, but that is why having these hard cryptographic boundaries is so important. Even if the AI is convinced it should do something bad, the authentication layer should say, sorry, you don't have the signed intent for that.
It is like having a really honest accountant who doesn't care how much you charm them. If the paperwork isn't signed, the money doesn't move.
Exactly. That is the goal.
We have covered a lot of ground here. We started with the dangers of environment variables and moved through the Model Context Protocol into the future of agent-to-agent communication. It is clear that the plumbing of the internet is being rewritten in real time.
It really is. And for our listeners, I think the takeaway is that we are moving toward a more delegated world. You won't be managing passwords as much as you will be managing permissions. You will be the conductor of a digital orchestra, and these authentication protocols are the sheet music that keeps everyone in sync and prevents the wrong people from joining the stage.
I love that image. The conductor of a digital orchestra. It makes the future feel a lot more manageable than just a chaotic swarm of autonomous bots.
And it is worth noting that this isn't just a theoretical problem. We are already seeing the first generation of agents that can buy things, book travel, and manage code. The companies that solve the authentication piece of this are going to be the ones that define the next decade of the tech economy.
Definitely. Before we wrap up, I want to mention that if you want to dig deeper into some of the hardware side of this, check out our archives where we talked about CWPA and Hardware Trust. It really provides the foundation for what we discussed today.
And if you are enjoying these deep dives, please do us a huge favor and leave a review on your podcast app or on Spotify. It genuinely helps other people find the show, and we love reading your feedback.
Yes, it really does make a difference. We are also available on our website at myweirdprompts.com, where you can find our RSS feed and a contact form if you want to send us a prompt like Daniel did.
Shout out to Daniel for this one. It kept us busy all morning. Living in this house, there is never a shortage of strange and brilliant questions.
That is for sure. All right, I think that is a wrap on agent authentication for today. I am Korn.
And I am Herman Poppleberry.
Thanks for listening to My Weird Prompts. We will see you next time.
Until then, keep your agents close and your private keys closer. Goodbye.
This episode was generated using Gemini Flash 3. Text-to-speech engine was Chatterbox Turbo.
Thanks for listening to another episode of My Weird Prompts, an AI-generated podcast featuring Daniel Rosehill's AI prompts, as answered by a revolving cast of friendly AI characters including me, Cornelius the Sloth. Subscribe on Spotify or visit myweirdprompts.com.